My pleasure.
Well, the pleasure's ours too, Brian. Thank you. Now, this is Gospel for Grampians, 17 minutes past four. And one of the news stories was certainly about Teen Challenge and about addiction. And another form of addiction can often lead to poverty, and that by way of shopping. Yes, retail therapy. And I'm going to be reading an extract out of a book called The Money Secret by Rob Parsons. He's actually drawn on and probably quite truthful accounts of what it's like and why people maybe go on the binge occasionally. And so we start off the shopping fix. "Don't tell me that shopping is addictive," Amy said, laughing, but Lydia wasn't joining in the merriment, always a danger sign. "Can you remember the wording on the little plaque you have hanging in your kitchen?" Amy felt herself blush. "When the going gets tough, the tough get going." "Yes," said Lydia. "And the sad thing is that for many people, that saying has become a reality. In fact, psychiatrists are all beginning to talk about a new disorder. And there's already a dictionary definition for it. It's made up of two words. Retail, the selling of goods to the public, and therapy, the treatment of a physical or mental problem." "Retail therapy," laughed Amy. "Shop until you drop. Actually, stop when you drop. Shop when you drop, emotionally, sums it up better. The dictionary defines it as the act of shopping in order to relax or make yourself feel better. I think people make too much of that or that. After all, it's just shopping." Lydia looked pensive for a while, then turned to the younger woman. "Take my hand for a moment." "What?" "Just trust me, take my hand." Amy did, as Lydia asked, and reached outward to her. She was not able to remember exactly what happened after that, except that suddenly they were looking down on a huge city from a very great height. Hundreds of shops were sprawled out beneath them. The retail section of the town was built around a square, dominated by a vast neon display, showing the date, time, and temperature. The time was right, the temperature seemed a little out, but the date was definitely wrong. 4 whole months wrong. She was about to ask Lydia what was happening when the older woman said, "Look in that shop down there." Amy felt Lydia's hand grip on her hand tighten, and they zoomed in on a single figure in a department store. The woman they were watching was carrying several bags, each with the name of a different shop on it, and they watched as she flicked aimlessly through a rack of tops. Amy's face whitened. She had no doubt who they were observing. But the figure seemed so lonely. It was as if, in an instant, she was able again to feel the emotions of that day. "That's me, isn't it?" she said, brushing her hand across her eyes. "Yes, but not just you. Millions of a shop like that. Can you remember why you bought all those things that day?" "Of course I can't. It wasn't any special occasion or anything like that. And before you go on about a retail therapy, let me tell you that it was one of the few days in the past 6 months when I actually felt pretty good for a couple of hours." "Amy, this isn't just about going shopping because you feel depressed. It's about the fact that for some people, the very act of buying things has become a kind of drug to help them through life. And of course, you take more of it when you're down, but in truth, you need a fix most weeks." Amy shook her head. "I just can't take this in. You make it sound as if I've got some kind of illness." "Some of us have. Research has shown that unhappy people are most likely to try to change their lives by changing their diet, their appearance, or their homes. And all that involves buying things." "But it doesn't work. Sometimes I would drag all that stuff home and completely lose interest in it. It would just stay in the bags for days." "That's exactly what the research showed," Lydia agreed. "In fact, one woman who was interviewed said, 'I go shopping when I feel low to cheer myself up. It does make me feel better, but only for that night, really. Often, having spent the money makes me feel worse later on.'" So why do we do it? Well, for many reasons. Perhaps it makes us feel special, when at that time in our lives no one else is paying us much attention, and perhaps it's just that that helps us to escape reality for a while. It never even crossed my mind that that might have been why I was spending so much. All those CDs, shoes, and I don't know what other junk I didn't need. Again, Amy looked as if she might cry, but what can I do about it? Well, first, don't get too steamed up. If there's no need to, treating ourselves once in a while is no bad thing, but if we're regularly buying things we never use or don't really need, it's worth asking why. Sometimes just noticing what's going on can help us change. One woman realized that an old grief had triggered her spending sprees, and when that dawned on her, she cut up her credit cards there and then. For a while, neither of them said anything. They just watched as the woman in the store pulled a red top from a rack, took it to the counter, and paid for it with her store card. Amy spoke first. "I didn't expect all this when we started. I thought you would just teach me to handle my money better." "Amy, your problem wasn't that you couldn't handle money," Lydia said gently. "If that was the only reason people got into debt, there wouldn't be a chartered accountant in the land for in financial trouble. And trust me, there are some." "Do you remember the promise I made to you at our first meeting? You said you'd help me understand how I got into this mess in the first place so I could be free of it forever." "I did, indeed. And that means knowing about a lot more than budget forms and systems. Now, are you ready for a little light relief?" "Definitely. Take my hand again. If retail therapy is real, and shopping is sometimes a drug, I want to show you some of the pushers." And so off they went to a big hotel. Now, if you read the book, The Money Secret, you'll find out more about that. It's quite an easy book, and hopefully you found this little extract intriguing, at the very least. We do have some of these books available, and contact ourselves, info@g4g.org.uk, and we'll try and get you some books. It would be best if you live in the area, and then we can get to you that to you direct. So if you live in Aberdeen or know someone in Aberdeen or around the place who could do that or get the book to them, then so much the better, and we'll try and get that book to you. So get in contact with us. As I say, you can do that by sending us an email, info@g4g.org.uk. Now let's come on to having a little look at CAP properly. That's Christians Against Poverty. And the other thing we're going to be doing in this program is not only Christians Against Poverty. That's a Christian organization, but I know that some people find it a little bit difficult sometimes dealing with that. But there are other organizations out there who can help. We are a gospel community radio station, but we will be picking up on other things. And there's an organization out in the city of Aberdeen called CFINE, and they also will help people in the Shire as well. And I believe that if you go to a wide range of organisations, you can get quite a bit of help, either one or t'other, or indeed a mix of both. They will give you that help that you need. So let's come on to the subject of CAP. This is Gospel for Grampian. Right, well, right now we're coming on to the subject of CAP. Now, the website is capuk.org. They started with John Kirby, who actually came away from his life in finance and decided that he really wanted to be spending the rest of his time using his experience, using his qualifications, using everything that he had, in fact, to help people out of poverty, and went through some pretty hard times. And in fact, he started that up with a check of a loan, in fact, of £10. And they managed all that. So if you go to capuk.org, you can read about stories of lives changed. You can get help. And it's not just if you get into debt. There are other ways in which you can be helped. For example, job clubs. If you find yourself unemployed, then job clubs can help you to go back and get that. There are also CAP release groups, CAP life skills, CAP debt help, and CAP money course. And if you're struggling with finances in any way, you can find out about courses in your area. Now, these courses and the help that is available given by CAP, capuk.org, is given by local churches. And I know and I believe that King's Community Church have a CAP centre just back again, and they are able to help. But you can get in contact with CAP direct, their website, capuk.org. And if you're needing to find out more, then you can go to that website, capuk.org, or go on the telephone, 01274 760 720, or email info@capuk.org. Their address is Jewel Email, North Street, Bradford, BD14EW. And you will get help from that source indeed. They are non-judgmental. If they will help, and you can be sure that you will have some wonderful opportunities through that. They do go to lenders and creditors, and they will take the job off your hands, almost literally. So that is a really good thing. So you don't have to worry about it, and agree a budget with creditors. So that means that you're able to keep your head above water, have some dignity, and be able to pay things off in the way that you can. And they have regular visits to enable a good form of accountability to make sure you don't go back into debt again. And then, as I say, there's the CAP job clubs and the CAP help that is available from the website and through the website. Now let's come on to CFINE. That's Community Food Initiatives Northeast. They realised that at some point there was not just the need for food banks, because they do run food banks. They do run Fair Share, which is the provision of good quality fruit and veg to businesses and schools and other organisations around the north of Scotland. They also help out with financial capabilities and help out with benefits and budgeting advice. Now, their website is cfine.org. CFINE provides guidance and support through the in-house financial capability officers, which are employed through the AHEAD project, Action, Health, Education, Employment Against Disadvantage. And this is a partnership between Grampian Housing Association, North East Scotland Credit Union, and CFINE. The AHEAD project helps people with benefits and budgeting advice. And by way of that, they check entitlement to benefits. They apply for benefits on folks' behalf, and they deal with any issues around benefits, such as delays or sanctions. They manage money on a budget, deal with debts, and they can also organise waste awareness sessions and making your money go further workshops as well. And in that way, they're able to help you to manage what you have. So you don't need to go out and necessarily buy more, but you can use what you have to help yourself and, who knows, help others. They also help out with referrals. They refer beneficiaries to Pathways, which offers one-to-one support to help people to find the jobs they want. Their key workers help people to in all aspects of job search, building confidence, developing a plan to reach their job goal, develop or update their CV, complete application forms. Whoopee, that sounds a really great thing. I remember having to do application forms, and I know that Mum, who will be listening to this programme on a Sunday at 12, she'll be nodding. In fact, she actually told me once, God gives you those application forms, I have no doubt. But it was really frustrating at the time, I can tell you that. But it's wonderful to have good families who are there for you. But just going through unemployment is difficult. And these people, CFINE, and also Christians Against Poverty, capuk.org, can help. What they also help out with is they can refer them to SCARF, Save Cash and Reduce Fuel. That's simply what SCARF means. And with that aim to make a practical difference to people living in fuel poverty, and that purpose remains at the core. So they deal with fuel poverty, they deal with energy efficiency, they deal with sustainable living, and they deal with carbon reduction. And they can do that. SCARF can do that for both individuals, families, businesses. For housing, CFINE refers to Aberdeen City Council Housing Department for issues around council housing, tenancy, repairs and homelessness. There's also signposting. The staff at CFINE endeavour to provide support or advice on a number of issues. So if someone has an issue they do not cover through referrals or in-house support, they have a large database of agencies they can signpost to. They have links with Zero Waste Scotland. And they have funding indeed to offer various activities that focus on the reduce, reuse and recycle message. The target areas are regeneration areas of Aberdeen, Peterhead and Fraserburgh. They run swap shops to encourage people into taking along unwanted items to swap for something they need. This is to be set up for specific categories such as toys, small electrical items, or can be more general. Community groups they work with decide what would best suit their group. There's also Love Food, Hate Waste Cooking, cooking demonstrations. That's a Cook at the Nook training kitchen. And classes aim to teach people simple ways to reduce the amount of fuel food that is wasted. And they do this by educating people about portion sizes, storing of food, also food best buy dates and all such things, recipes using leftovers and items that are past their best but still perfectly good to use, such as black bananas, which you can make into muffins, incidentally. Love Your Clothes, going out into the community and offering advice on the best way to care for clothing and make sure your garments look good for as long as possible. They also help out with stain removing tips and run classes on how to make simple repairs, sewing on a button or mending a hole. So there are lots of things that you can do. You can help, you can volunteer, you can also help and contribute by way of their food bank. The volunteers will help out with driving, warehouse duties, stock control, fruit and veg packing, selling food at community outlets, manning stores at weekend events such as galas and food fairs, financial management and administration, customer care, serving at the food bank, data management, marketing and PR. So if you're interested in volunteering at CFINE or would like more information, then do get in touch. There are a number of ways, in fact, that you can do that. You can go directly through the website, entering your name, email and a message, and using the capture to say that you are not a robot. You can go and visit their main offices, CFINE, 2 Poynock Road in Aberdeen, AB115RW. The phone number is 01224-596-156. At 01224-596-196, and email is cfine.org. Their Peterhead office is at the Fruit Mart, 21A Skelton Street in Peterhead, AB421HR. And their telephone number is 01779-477-948. That's 01779-477-948. And email fruitmart@cfine.org. They're on the social networks of Facebook and Twitter. So lots and lots of things available from cfine.org. And as I say, CAP story, Christians Against Poverty, and website once again is capuk.org. But there are all other organisations out there and organisations that will help you to help your money to go better. And if you, for example, have a mobile, and you don't need to have an upgrade. You can do as I've actually done today. When in the last 30 days of a contract, you can phone up your mobile phone supplier and ask to perhaps even go on to a SIM only contract. And that's what we're doing from the start of end of April onwards, going on to a SIM only contract. And of course, that saves out quite a bit of money and could make a good few £100 saving in a household budget, which may not be very high. A saving of, say, £300 or £400 when you don't need to pay for a phone can make a huge difference and really help. And plus, the actual deal that I managed to get actually enables me to do much more with that and actually helps you. So there are organizations and out there, for example, Money Saving Expert, by which you can get a lot of help, and they give you advice and help on how to get the most out of your purchases as well, and encourage you to think and chop around for a wee bit, not just as we heard from that book extract, to look around aimlessly, but you can be much more proactive, and it's well worthwhile looking out for travel. So many offers and things out there. I would have to say that my wife is very, very careful in what she does, and she looks out for the best possible options and explores everything. It's a good idea to do that, and it's fair to say I've got a fantastic wife. Thank God for you, love. Right, now then, coming on to some music, because we're approaching 22. We've given out quite a bit of information and a bit of music, and then I'll tell you about some of the activities that are ongoing in the next wee bit. We've got Outrageous Love and Awesome Power coming up for you, and then we've got the third of our community elements with just a few what's-ons to take us through the winter, or should we say the slightly wintry Easter that is on the cards.